This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new minimum wage for state workers takes effect next summer. A newly signed agreement raises the minimum to $15 an hour. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Governor Jared Polis signed an agreement Thursday with the union that represents over 30,000 people. That ranges from state workers who repair roads and bridges to those who work in prisons. On top of a new minimum wage, the agreement also expands paid family leave and keeps health care premiums from going up. Skip Miller is president of the Colorado Winds Union. He spoke alongside the governor at a signing ceremony.
These victories we're celebrating today are so important. This is the first step in respecting, protecting, and paying essential workers who we rely on.
Colorado's statewide minimum wage for all workers will also go up slightly at the start of next year. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Moving the Bureau of Land Management headquarters to Grand Junction did some damage to the agency, according to the Government Accountability Office. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
GAO found moving out of D.C. significantly hurt the BLM's diversity. More than half of the Black and Asian American BLM staff working at the headquarters left when most of the office's jobs were relocated to states in the West. It also lost many seasoned employees. In the last 5 years, a quarter of BLM staff with 25 years or more experience have left. The Interior Department recently announced it's moving the headquarters back to D.C. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Eldora Mountain Ski Resort opens for the season today. The Daily Camera reports that one lift and one intermediate run will open to skiers and snowboarders. Masks are required indoors. There's a chance for snow in the foothills and around Metro Denver tonight and tomorrow. This is CPR News.